It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. And God bless each one of you this morning. We thank God for you. We praise God that He has brought us together. We want to mention early on, and we'll mention a few times during the broadcast, we feel led to fast next week. And we want to invite you, if you'd like to join Torso in a fast. We know it's kind of short notice, but there's a lot of things that the Lord is doing, and we want to make sure that our lives are right to receive the power that God has prepared for us. And with that being said, I would invite my wife, Undreamed Of, to have our opening prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We pray for your Spirit to teach us what we need to know as your word has been spoken. Please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your Spirit, and as always, help us to grow in grace and wisdom. All this prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
Have you ever heard of the Rosetta Stone? Now, some of you think of Rosetta Stone as that company that helps you learn languages. Wonder why? We're going to learn about the Rosetta Stone as we look at Daniel chapter 11, verse 13 today. We've simply called it the Rosetta Stone. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the love you have for us and for your great kindness and mercy. Father, we just ask that you will bless us as we study the word. Help us to understand the details that you have as you unfold truth in history. We ask, and prophecy. We ask that you bless us now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to mention a few times during the broadcast, we feel led to call a fast. Friends, it's not mandatory by any means. We're not your God. But we do encourage fasting at least four times a year, and this will be a great opportunity to do so. Friends, when you fast, it's a time for prayer. It's a time to humble yourself before the Lord and ask for his great mercies and kindness. It doesn't move God to as if you're performing a penance, okay? It doesn't earn anything. It prepares us so that God can bless, because he will bless those who are humble vessels. And so we need it. God doesn't need it. We need it. And therefore, we're doing that. Friends, you've heard us talk about things that the Lord is doing. We want him to bless the work that we are striving to do to train an army of workers who can learn in a short period of time, for a fraction of the cost. You've heard us mention friends of the ministry that were wrongly accused of some things, and they're actually going for sentencing. One is next week, so we're going to be fasting and praying for that the Lord will move upon the heart of the judge. We're asking that the Lord move upon our hearts as we try to communicate to the judge. And we just have a lot of things, and I'm sure you have things in your life, my brothers and sisters, and you have concerns and challenges. This is a wonderful thing. The Bible says that we can move mountains if we have faith in Matthew chapter 17. But this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. And remember, God doesn't need it. We need it. It prepares us to be ready in humility to receive the blessing of God. All right, that being said, remember, we talked yesterday. Well, first of all, we've been memorizing Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 from the King James Version. And what does it say? It says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hundreds, thousands of years before things happen, God predicts it and gives his secrets to his servants, the prophets, according to Amos chapter 3, verse 7. It says, for the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. And so the prophets wrote these prophetic things, and with unerring accuracy, they have come. So this supposedly lost period in biblical time is not lost at all. We have more detail in Daniel 11 than you probably have in any other chapter as it relates to the succession of kings and the hand of God behind the whole scene. And so we left off yesterday with verse 12, and it says, and when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000. This is talking about Philopater, I believe. That is one of the Ptolemies, and he was the one who conquered in the battle of, I believe, Raphia. And in that conquering, he was had control over Palestine. And in his pride and arrogance, he began to offer sacrifices on the Jewish altars. And then he got bold enough to go into the most holy place, and God struck him, but God didn't kill him. But he was so angry that God embarrassed him, because he struck him down with paralysis, that when he went back down to Egypt in Alexandria, he began to persecute the Jews. And there's a difference between the numbers differ as it relates to the reports of historians, but it's between 40 to 60,000 Jews were killed because they would not join him in paganism. And so the Bible says he shall cast many 10,000. Well, 40 to 60,000 is many 10,000. But he shall not be strengthened by it. He died at a young age of 37. That act of cowardice and barbarianism, or is it barbarism? I'm not sure. I got to look that one up. Caused his people not to really respect him. So he really didn't die as a popular king. His son, Ptolemy V, took over, and we have the Rosetta Stone. Let's read verse 13. For the king of the north shall return and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. It was about 14 years from the Battle of Raphia till the time when the king of the north would come, which we'll talk about tomorrow, came back down. I believe it was one of the, I think it was Antiochus Magnus. He came back down to conquer. So there was a period of years. What happened during that period of years? You see, brothers and sisters, God is in control. And when Ptolemy tried to go into the most holy place and was stricken down, God deals with these wicked kings that place themselves above him. This king, Ptolemy V, most kings would think that they're a deity and proclaim that they're a deity. But what he did, he went further. He actually courted the favor of the priest of spiritualism in Egypt. And they actually, because of his kindness to them as he was reigning as a youth, he started at the age of 5, and as he reigned, and even remember those roughly 14 years of peace, he began to court the favor of the ancient Egyptian religious leaders. And so they exalted him, and they actually proclaimed him as a god. Now, remember, the kings would proclaim themselves as a god. So that didn't have as much power as when the priest proclaimed you as a god. So they actually proclaimed him as a god on the Rosetta Stone. It was in 196 BC. And what they did was they actually proclaimed him as a god, along with some others claimed this, that they claimed as deities, on this stone. And the stone had three different languages. The top language was the secret, cryptic Egyptian hieroglyphic language. The second language was the what's called the demotic language. That was the language of documents. So when they did legal proceedings, that was the language there in Egypt. The third language on the Rosetta Stone was the Greek, because Greek had the Greek Empire had, you know, began to rule the world, right? You had Babylon, Media, Persia, then Greece. This is very interesting because that was a secret language. There's a book that they wrote called the Book of the Dead. You think Halloween is spooky? The Egyptian Book of the Dead, but it was written in total hieroglyphic, and nobody knew how to read it but those satanic priests. And so, brothers and sisters, this was in 196 BC. Even the pharaohs and others had lost the ability to fully understand the hieroglyphics, okay? And so somebody's trying to call. I think that I need to just tell them, hold on a second. Let me give them the number, because they probably, it's somebody we've been trying to reach. 720, 820, 1429. All right, I think they're trying to call the broadcast. All right, praise God. So, brothers and sisters, this king is defying the God of heaven, allowing himself to have the priest to make him a god above all gods. And I believe the punishment would come as the result of that would be the king of the north coming back, which we'll learn about tomorrow. It's interesting that it was around the time of the fall of the Roman Empire, so that would be, you know, when the papacy came to power around 538 AD, there had been no real understanding of the hieroglyphics, and no one who understood how to write them and how to decipher them it died with that era. And so they had all these Egyptian hieroglyphics all in the, you know, tombs and all of that, and nobody knew how to read it. Napoleon came, as prophesied in the Bible, in the time of the end in 1798 and took the Pope captive. But he also overcame Egypt at that same time, okay? We're going to get to that later in Daniel because it's in Daniel 11, verse 40, where he talks about the king of the south would push at him, talking about the papacy, okay? But one thing that's interesting is that some of Napoleon's men found the Rosetta Stone, and they noticed it, and Napoleon looked at it. He sent it over to Cairo because they thought it was very important to see this inscription on this stone in three different languages, and it actually began to be the, what's the word I want to use? The key to understanding hieroglyphics. If there was no Rosetta Stone, they would not understand because it had so much writing on the stone, and because it was the same thing in three different languages, they could look at the Greek and the Demotic language and find the corresponding language in the hieroglyphics, and then they were able to decipher the hieroglyphics. The Rosetta Stone, brothers and sisters, is a stone that declared the deification of a man. He wasn't really God. He claimed to be God, and God can't bless you if you claim to be Antichrist. That means in place of Christ, friends. God can't bless you. And as the result of this, I believe that God allowed these powerful and proud kings to come to an end, and that's what we will see in the next verse. Rosetta Stone, very interesting history there. Again, it was rediscovered by Napoleon and in 1798, hundreds of years later, and it was used as the key to understanding Egyptian hieroglyphics. Now we know what they were talking about in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Brothers and sisters, I don't recommend you getting into all that or even studying that, just giving you some powerful history. It's in the Bible. There was a period of years that the Bible said would take place before the king of the north came back, and I just gave you one of the highlights of what happened during that time. I'll read the verse again. For the king of the north shall return and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. What happened was, when he, after his defeat at Raphia, was embarrassed, but he realized that once Ptolemy, who had defeated him, died, and that his son was only 5 years old when he became the reign, he said, I can't resist this temptation. This guy's a little kid. Surely he doesn't have the power and the knowledge to lead an army. And so that was one of the things that led him, once he had amassed after about 14 years, just as the Bible says, after certain years, meaning that it wasn't right away, that he would come back. The Rosetta Stone, brothers and sisters, that's how we know Egyptian hieroglyphics. It was not rediscovered until 1798, and then they began to be able to understand things like the Book of the Dead, things like what was written on the walls within the tombs. And we understand it today because of Rosetta Stone. This king allowed himself to be deified, and God is going to punish him for that. The Rosetta Stone was the announcement from the satanic priest that he was God. Oh, I don't recommend you do that. God is merciful. We're going to have at this time our wellness segment of the broadcast, and we do so with our torso song. Sister Lenny will be coming back after that to give us a topic entitled The Power of the Will for our health topic, The Power of the Will. I want to ask that you think and pray about fasting with us next week. We're going to start Sunday. We're going to fast for about a week. If you want to fast the whole week, if you want to fast for a few days, whatever the Lord leads you to do, we're asking God to use us to bless his people, use us to help finish the work. And we're also asking him to release people that God has used to help us in the past to do this work. So you've been praying with us for our dear friends in New York, and we're asking God to do a great work. Sentencing is coming up, and we want them to be released. We're going to pray and ask God, for the Bible says, this kind cometh not but out but by prayer and fasting. That's not all we're fasting for, brothers and sisters. We need better health. We need a more holy temper. We need more patience. We need more kindness. We need to know when to not talk and when to talk. Amen. We need God's guidance in these last days. Amen. And guess what, friends? They're talking about World War III. I think we have a lot to fast about, don't you? Praise God. All right, friends. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We're going to take a break at this time. Coming back to hear the power of the will.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life. believe at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Lenny will be joining us with, not joining us, but sharing with us the power of the will.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. The power of the will. The tempted one needs to understand the true force of the will. This is the governing power in the nature of man, the power of decision, of choice. Everything depends on the right action of the will. Desires for goodness and purity are right, so far as they go, but if we stop here, they avail nothing. Many will go down to ruin while hoping and desiring to overcome their evil propensities. They do not yield the will to God. They do not choose to serve Him. God has given us the power of choice. It is ours to exercise. We cannot change our hearts. We cannot control our thoughts, our impulses, our affections. We cannot make ourselves pure, fit for God's service. But we can choose to serve God. We can give Him our will. Then He will work in us to will and to do according to His good pleasure. Thus our whole nature will be brought under the control of Christ. Through the right exercise of the will, an entire change may be made in the life. By yielding up the will to Christ, we ally ourselves with divine power. We receive strength from above to hold us steadfast. A pure and noble life, a life of victory over appetite and lust, is possible to everyone who will unite his weak, wavering human will to the omnipotent, unwavering will of God. Those who are struggling against the power of appetite should be instructed in the principles of healthful living. They should be shown that violation of the laws of health by creating disease conditions and unnatural cravings lays the foundation of liquor habit. Only by living in obedience to the principles of health can they hope to be freed from the craving for unnatural stimulants. While they depend upon divine strength to break the bonds of appetite, they are to cooperate with God by obedience to His laws, both moral and physical. Those who are endeavoring to reform should be provided with employment. None who are able to labor should be taught to expect food and clothing and shelter free of cost. For their own sake, as well as for the sake of others, some way should be devised whereby they may return an equivalent for what they receive. Encourage every effort towards self-support. This will strengthen self-respect and ennoble independence, an occupation of mind and body in useful work is essential as a safeguard against temptation. Let's give God our will today so that he may do his will in us. This morning's health segment is coming from the Ministry of Healing, page 66 to 67. God bless you, and may God give you peace.
Amen. Praise God. It's roll call time. That was a beautiful message from God, and we praise God for using Sister Lenny to share that with us. It's time for roll call. We want to start with Facebook. We got Sister Vicky saying good morning to us all. We've got Sister Tanya, that's going to be out of Georgia, Sister Tanya out of Michigan. We've got Sister Bernadette saying good morning to the saints out of Florida. We've got Sister Eslin. God bless you, Sister. Haven't heard from you in a while. God bless you. Sister Glorious, we're keeping her in prayer as well, as she's had a loss in the family recently, and she's out of Virginia. We have Sister Dolores, not sure where she's from, but we welcome you. And Sister Glorious and Sister Eslin say good morning to us. We've got Sister Salida saying good morning to us from Virginia. Brother Brian saying good morning to everyone out of Kenya and Africa. Keep them in prayer in their clinic there. They need a refrigerator there in the clinic, so they're trying to raise some funds for that. Let's keep them in prayer that they get that what they need to help the people. All right, we got Brother Peyton out of North Carolina saying good morning to us, and our dear brother Saint God from Greece saying good morning to us all. On the call, we have Ohio, Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Oklahoma, we have New York, we have New Jersey, and we have Georgia. Welcome to everyone. If anyone has any comments, questions, testimonies, anything you want to share, please feel free to do so at this time. We would love to hear from you. Just press star 6. We'll be watching Facebook to see if anybody has any comment. We'll read them as you type them. We have about 26 minutes to the top of the hour, so we have time if anyone wants to share anything. We want to ask that you join us in fasting next week. We have different things we're fasting for. Some people have legal problems. Some people have health problems. Some people have just the need to be closer to God. Some people just need guidance in life, and so we want to encourage you to do that. All right, to join us. We're going to hear from our dear Sister Wanda at this time. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning, and always good morning to everyone, and thanks, praise the Lord. The question, you're fast, because you didn't say specifically, so I'm just going to think that it's a total fast from just, is it just water fast? That's one of the questions. And two, I had this was good for toe fungus. I have a friend that's going through that.
And what was the condition? Did you say toe fungus?
Yes. She went to the doctor, took medicine, and it really, really, really affected her heart, broke her out with rashes, hives. So, yes.
Okay, now let me make sure I'm understanding. Are you saying there was a toe fungus and that has affected her heart? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, the medicine. She went to went to the doctor.
She took the medicine affected her heart. Okay.
Yeah, but I want to know, you know, naturally.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So to answer the first question, we don't generally, we're not prescriptive when we do a fast. So we leave that up to the individual. Some people will fast from foods completely and just do liquids, including juices. Some people will fast just on water. We're going to say that we'll be, you know, the fast is a week-long fast. Some people do the entire week. Some people do, you know, portions of the week. So we leave that up to the individual. A right nice in the middle of the road type fast is a juice fast, because, you know, you are getting some nutrition in and makes it easier than a water fast. But we let the Lord lead.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. So that's that. The next one is when a person has any type of fungus, you want to assume that they probably have candida, which is like the overgrowth of the candidiasis that's naturally in the body. So it's like an overgrowth of fungus. But you can treat the area locally with tea tree oil. That's one that's really a good one, tea tree oil. You can actually, this is one of the times that, and that's soaking, by the way, soaking it in tea tree oil. You can also soak it in lemon juice. You can also soak it in vinegar. That's the one good use of vinegar. It's good as a topical, just soaks, like you just, you know, do it, soaks, do it two or three times a day. Take all of oregano. Take anything that helps build the immune system internally, okay? But your topicals are going to be tea tree oil, vinegar, lemon, and what else did I say? Tea tree oil, lemon, and vinegar. Those are basically soaking the foot. And then taking things internally. The live-free lifestyle. Tell it to get off sugar and that type of thing. To just, because, you know, fungus loves sweet, so we want to get off of that. And I believe she'll see a big difference if she tries these things. And that's a whole lot better on her heart.
Yes, and probably patience, because sometimes, yes, you know, the natural doesn't seem to work as quick or faster. But anyway, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And, you know, of course, colloidal silver, water purification drops, you know, the things we've learned, those are all good. Anything that kills bacteria, virus, fungus, it's going to be helpful.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to go to you. Welcome, you're welcome. We're going to Sister Desiree at this time. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sister Maria. I just want a question. You know the scripture where it says, the last shall be first and the first shall be last?
Mm-hmm.
I just was questioning, like, exactly what that meant.
What I understand, let's just see if we can... I think God is trying to help us understand that what we expect to be something that would be the outcome of something is not often that. Man judges from the outward appearance. God judges from the heart. And so a lot of times people that we condemn will be the first ones that get into the kingdom of heaven. You understand what I'm saying? That kind of thing. I don't think it's a blanket statement that just because a person was first in something, they will definitely be last in something. But I believe that God is trying to help us understand how lacking we are in understanding things. Okay, because it says in Matthew 19:30, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So it's not everything, it's not in all a blanket statement, but many that are. If you look at Matthew 19, it says, and everyone that hath forsaken houses in verse 29, for everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold. And shall inherit eternal life. So he's talking about those who've lost a lot for the sake of the gospel. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So again, sometimes people you condemn, sometimes people we might condemn, might be the first ones to get into the kingdom. So it's just helping us to see as God sees and to remind us that God sees different than we see.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there any other comment, question, testimony, anything anybody wants to share? Yes, ma'am.
I am requesting prayer for all single parents, mothers mm-hmm. and fathers, raising children alone, and all parents who have lost their spouse and they're raising children alone. I just look at them different as being, I know they're single, but they're single because they lost a spouse and they're, you know, raising children alone. And it's been very difficult for them.
Amen. You know, I appreciate that because sometimes we don't think of certain people or groups or people in certain circumstances to pray for. It reminds me of someone in a previous broadcast some time ago asking us to pray for caregivers, you know. It wasn't until I became a full-time caregiver, so to speak, with my mother that I really understood the importance of that prayer. All right, we're going to go to back to Wanda in Oklahoma. Was there anything else, Facility?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Sister Wanda.
Yes, I'm asking, and I thought of this yesterday, so thank you, Lord, for reminding me. Could you all please remember to lift up, as you noted, those who are on the line, my sister Shirley, who usually listens. I didn't know if you mentioned her today, if she was her state, but that's okay. But she's having surgery tomorrow, and it's a stent that they're removing from her. But, you know, her health is really, really, you know, what it is. And you know, Pastor Clemens, but I'm asking everyone, as the Lord put it on your heart, to remember my sister Shirley, the surgery tomorrow, and just her health. She is really, really trying to do all the right things to get her health back in order. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, she is. She's working hard. Amen. Amen. What a blessing to have a sister ask for prayer for a sister. Now, we do that as brothers and sisters, but sometimes, you know, it's good to pray for your own siblings. Can we say amen? All right, friends, there's no one else in the queue. I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of. We want to invite you to get ready to at least, at a minimum, do more prayer next week. And if you can fast and pray, it will be a blessing that we can do it together. May the Lord bless you as we turn it over to Sister Flint.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before you during this time that you have allowed us to come together, to be able to hear your word, study your word, and try to understand it as we grow in grace, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, we ask that your spirit will help us throughout this day to continue to pause throughout the day, giving you praise, glory, and honor as you help us to draw close to you. We lift up before you the petition prayed, that was requested regarding single parents. We know that there are many out there that are struggling with raising children. We know that this is a difficult task, no matter how the person became single, whether they lost their spouse in the process and the children became their full-time care and responsibility, or if other means cause them to just be single parents. We know that this is a struggle. We ask that you would be with them, helping them through their finances, helping them with their spiritual life, helping them in the raising of these children. And we pray that they would do all they can, Lord, to help you. Times are difficult. Times are very uncertain in most cases. And with the children, Lord, they really do need all the support that can be given. So we pray that others can take time to look after these single parents and come to their needs for support as well. We pray that you would be with Sister Shirley as she goes through her surgery tomorrow. We understand that there is a procedure that is to take place, and we ask that you would be with all of those who are going to be tending for her treatment. We ask that you would work everything out and according with your perfect will and help her, Lord, with her health. She is doing all she can to co-labor with you in these efforts. We ask for healing to be granted, first spiritual, then mental and physical. We ask for a speedy recovery to be granted as well, Lord, as she would be in need of that. And we just pray for others. There are so many that have gone through the loss of loved ones. And we know that this is a difficult time, especially as we get ready to end this year, and we know that the loss of a parent or a spouse or a child or a sibling, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, a friend, we know that we start to feel and miss them even more, especially as we go into this season of this year. And we just pray, Lord, that you would bring comfort and peace and harmony, encouragement and strength to each of us. I know many years ago I lost my father during this time, and I still miss him greatly. And we know that there are others that have lost ones that they have been very close with and have loved much. So we know, Lord, that you are God of comfort, and we seek you for comfort. And we pray that you will help us as we gear up for this fast. We pray that all of us would be able to spiritually commit ourselves to doing this. We need to be able to hear from you. We need to be able to keep our bodies in a state of sanctification, in a state of being cleansed. And this is what we need. We ask that you will help us each to be able to consider joining this fast, where there would be others that can be there for support on a daily basis. We thank you for giving us your health message. We understand the importance of it, and we certainly see the need for it. And we ask, Lord, that as we strive in these efforts to work with you, to co-labor, that you would bless us. For you are a God who holds back no blessings. You are God who loves to be able to bless his children. And we thank you, Lord, that we are your children. We claim you as our Father, as you have told us that you will claim us as your sons and daughters. And we thank you for that. We pray that our hearts can be made right. And we ask for forgiveness to be granted to each of us. Show us the things we need to get rid of out of our life, out of our heart, out of our mind, out of our lives, so that we can be able to be perfected into the beautiful image of our King who is soon to come. It is in Jesus' name we pray and ask for all of these things as we faithfully await for you to answer them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.